Track 12. And now we come to our feature article. And this week's feature is a recording from the Wildlife Sound Recording Society. After a recording career that took him all over the world, Chris Watson has now turned his attention to the sounds of wildlife in his own garden. And this item runs for about 7 minutes.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, it's Clive Davis from the Wildlife Sound Recording Society. This month's recording is by our recently retired president, Chris Watson. Chris, who has recorded many programmes for the BBC, introduces and describes recordings that he has made around the world.
Over the past 40 years, I've had the great privilege of recording wildlife sounds on all 7 continents. And in the oceans between both poles. Back at home and after a break, I'm always interested to hear what's been going on in our suburban back garden. I've spent a lot of time recording in the tropics, but I really do relish the four seasons here at 55 degrees north. Several summers ago, I came home one evening and under some fearsome-looking brambles beneath a hawthorn bush, I heard this. I hung a mic about a metre overhead and caught a glimpse of 2 hedgehogs nose to nose. Most likely, this was a pair with the male soliciting the female. We've good numbers of pipistrelle bats in the area and a summer roost in the eaves. Here's one group eager to get out hunting as soon as the daylight fades. Using an audio moth at a high sample rate, I was delighted to record these pipistrelle echolocation signals and contact calls, here slowed down 8 times as the bats hawked up and down the garden. Our back garden has also served as a studio for experimenting with recording techniques. That vulture shriek, recorded in the Masai Mara, was obtained as a result of trying out a pair of personal mics in a turkey carcass after it had served several Christmas meals. When the starlings descended upon it in Newcastle-upon-Tyne, it framed the ideal close perspective I was seeking when back out in Africa. Urban foxes are doing fairly well in our neighbourhood, and on winter nights, the vixens sometimes announce their visits from the path at the end of the garden. It's always a delight that blackbirds and robins are with us throughout the seasons, friends that are always there on my return. The autumn song battles of robins. And the evening competitions as blackbirds roost. As January concludes and territories are fought over, I eagerly anticipate the first song phrases of spring. And it usually comes from one of the branches in the old apple tree. This blackbird was singing out of the chilled pre-dawn darkness. It's one of the most spirited and passionate songs I have ever heard on any continent. And it's right here on my doorstep.
TNS Soundings.